Architecture of oppression. Mankind across the world has been imprisoned. They called it lockdown. We have been terrified into submission. The horror of pandemic and its images have been thrust upon us. While you and I are busy trying to stay alive, the rich and powerful are finding ways to make billions of dollars off of our suffering by manipulating and controlling us all once again, and as they always have. A divided world has been brought together under a common threat, and it is just the beginning. There are massive global revolutions being created and fostered by a powerful, dark, and sinister group that have directed the sheep for countless generations. Very soon you will be asked to do things you've never contemplated before, and you will do them gladly. This is the story of how your freedoms and liberties are being taken away from you without you even caring. In fact, you will be happy to lose them. The more that is taken from us, our jobs, our money, our health care, the more we ask why and who is behind this and what is their ultimate goal. George Orwell said, "Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectful, and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind." This film would prove that he was right all along. Coronavirus is the biggest news to hit in decades. It is massive. And yet, there is much more happening behind the scenes, and this health crisis is just the tip of the iceberg. The world is a mess. It is in huge debt. Surface battles between capitalism and socialism are illusions. The reality is that men and women behind the scenes in real power are manipulating a scenario of change. They have done it before, and each time it has cost millions of lives. These lives do not matter to the power elite. What matters is control and money. Trillions are being lost because of the latest pandemic, but trillions are being made by massive multinational pharmaceutical companies, medical suppliers, online shopping, technology companies, and many unseen industries. The upheaval in the stock markets only creates opportunities for the global elite to buy more stake in the world's biggest conglomerates and therefore gain even more control. What is happening now happens every 7 to 10 years. It's called a transfer of wealth, and those that pull the strings of the big game.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?